If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
What kingdom has sent you?
The kingdom of the Most High.
Any investment discussed on Wall Street Raw is presented for educational purposes only. We strongly recommend you seek out a competent, licensed professional for advice.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. The Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. 1 minute, you're up $500,000 in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your bed.
Talk Radio is proud to present Wall Street Raw with TV's Wall Street Week elf and nationally recognized market timer, Mark Leibovit, who welcomes you on board his financial time machine. And here is the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
And welcome to my financial, political, spiritual, and even musical time machine. At first, before we go any further, we want to talk about what's going on in Florida. The projections for Hurricane Irma are for some terrible destruction and devastation. So we send our prayers to the people of Florida and to the southeast, and we stand with you in your time of need. We have an interesting show for you today. Despite all that what is going on, it seems like one devastation after another, Hurricane Harvey, followed by Hurricane Irma, and then Jose not too far behind, supposedly, earthquake in Mexico, solar flares reported to me by my good friend Arch Crawford. But meanwhile, the market seems to be climbing that wall of worry and holding its own. We are in a cyclical negative time frame, folks, so it could carry all the way into October. And nobody's talking much about what's going on in North Korea over the weekend, and that's an ominous continuing event. Meanwhile, we have a lot of guests for you on the show today. We have Bill Koenig coming back. I'm real excited about him on the show. Harry Boxer, Henry Weingarten. And let's lead off with my first guest, Eric Haddock. Welcoming back my good friend Eric Haddock from the Inside Track newsletter. He's been with us many times. I've known Eric for many, many years. Eric's been doing this nearly 40 years. He's been a publisher, market commentator in both the stock and commodity markets. He founded the Inside Track letter back in 1994, though, as I said, he's been doing this a lot longer than that, and he's been interviewed in all the major television networks, and it's a really pleasure having him on the show. He starts his letter off, his byline, "Let us run with patience the race that is set before us," from Hebrews 12:1. And I know he has a biblical perspective and a lot of what he follows, but a lot of it is also technical. Thank you for joining us, Eric.
Well, thanks for having me back, Mark. My pleasure.
Well, I'm really happy to have you on the show ahead of the Rosh Hashanah holiday coming up pretty soon, and you've done a great job in calling the market. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on right now. We're in this seasonal negative period in the markets, but you might be seeing something a little more dire after this time frame from what I'm reading.
Well, I'm certainly seeing or expecting a few phases of some selling in the equity market. I kind of elaborated on this decennial period that yeah, that's fairly well recognized. But really, if you go back over the last 16 decades, 13 of them have seen pretty significant selling during the 7 year and leading into the 8 year of the decade. And a lot of my corresponding technicals and cycles were telling me to look for the same thing. But taking it a little more specifically, as I looked at those previous periods and some really in the last 20 years, there's been a 2 year and a 3 year cycle that have timed similar third quarter stretching into the fourth quarter sell-off in the market. I really identified the overall time period that presented the greatest danger from July through November, and then within that period there's three specific periods I was watching for kind of a slow intensification of selling, first in late July to into August 18th to the 22nd, which we've already seen that. Probably the Russell 2000 showed the greatest sell-off, dropping about 100 basis points during that period. And the second one of those decennial danger periods, what I call them, is between September 5th and 29th, so I am watching for another sign of a downturn here in the at any time, and I think we'll see another bout of selling. And then I could see a more sustained or more convincing sell-off a little bit later in the year, stretching into the fourth quarter.
I know analysts have been talking about a top here for months, and the market's been climbing that proverbial wall of worry, nothing but bad news, and continually makes new highs. So you might see a break in that pattern is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think so, and yes, it certainly has held up longer than expected in many regards.
So let's talk a little bit about the other markets here. I know crude oil and gold are very popular among our listeners. Great call on gold, and you're still bullish.
Yeah, I have thought that gold would be in a bottoming process. Starting in late 2015 when cycles bottomed, then I was looking for a secondary low, a little bit of a higher low in late 2016. And then as we came into 2017, I thought we would see a sequence where you see about a four-month rally to start the year, then about a two-month sell-off. And if that unfolded as expected, that would yield a mid-2017 low that was higher than both the late 2016 and late 2015 lows. And each of these subsequent lows should be on a steeper angle to the upside. And that mid-2017 time frame should usher in a more convincing bull market in gold starting in the third quarter. But really, the more accelerated, more sustained portion of that is still out on the horizon. And as far as crude oil, that has kind of coincided with the outlook in gold that since early 2016, when multi-year cycles bottomed, I've talked about looking for a 1 to 2 year bottoming process, and that cycles would not really turn bullish until September, October of 2017. So we have just entered that period. And even that doesn't mean that, you know, I expect it suddenly to go to the moon. It just means that instead of a more flat lateral bottoming process on the charts, you start to see things angle to the upside.
You're also right that you feel that Middle East cycles are going to see a little bit of escalation of tensions here this month. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I have, and that's been one of overriding cycles that I've discussed for a decade or so, and just the uncanny convergence of cycles I was expecting to really initially get triggered between September 2017 through September 2018. And when I'm talking about the Middle East, I pay as much attention to the Jewish calendar and the Jewish years and cycles between them. And for me, I was looking for September 2017 to kind of usher in a more precarious, potentially tumultuous period in the Middle East. And so it was interesting to me, too, to just read the headlines yesterday, I think it was, of Israel bombing a Syrian chemical plant. And so, you know, is that a first salvo in something bigger or just a one-off thing? but also seeing the movement towards, you know, Trump sending Kushner and that group of diplomats to the Middle East to kind of lay the groundwork for another round of peace talks, although ironically, many of those peace talks in the past have coincided with an escalation of attacks back and forth. So the two kind of go hand in hand, and they seem to be corroborating these cycles.
Eric, we ran out of time. Eric Haddock from the Inside Track newsletter. If our listeners want to get in touch with you, it's InsideTrack.com with two I's in the inside, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
It's INSIIDE, Inside Track. Thank you, and Shana Tova to you, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Yeah, a lot coming up with the cycles, and thank you, Eric, for joining us. Yeah, we have Rosh Hashanah coming up on September 21st and 22nd, and the next day, the 22nd, we have the autumnal equinox coming in. So sometimes there's cyclical changes around the seasonal equinoxes and solstices and the overlap of Rosh Hashanah is so interesting as well. But we are in this negative period. But as we've said, you know, the market seems to be holding up, a quick sell-off followed by a quick rebound. Obviously, a lot of that attributed to the plunge protection team out there. Don't touch your dial. We'll be back after the break with our good friend, Henry Weingarten.
You're listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Liebiger. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
I'm now convinced more than ever that we're just one major headline away from the next market crisis. Guess what? A new Timeline report that I just read says that I happen to be right. Something big is getting ready to happen, just like it does at least once a decade over the last 100 years. An energy crisis in 79, an S&L crisis in 89, and the last two I warned you about, remember? The dot-com bust in 99 and the subprime crisis in 09. What's next? I want you to call for a free copy of Swiss America's new Timeline report.
Thanks, Michael. Call toll-free 888-732-7164. That's 888-732-7164.
I've told you often, those who don't learn from history are destined to repeat it. Take action. It's no longer a question of if it's going to happen. It's just a question of when it's going to happen.
Call toll-free 888-732-7164. That's 888-732-7164.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Welcome back to the Wall Street Raw Radio Show with Mark Leibovich, your time machine for the financial markets. Want to know more? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Now, here's the elf himself, Mark Leibovich.
Welcome back our good friend Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. Henry joins us when he can just about every week, updating all the major markets, and he's done a terrific job in calling the markets this year, and current correction, of course, the move in gold, the break in Tesla. We go down the whole list of great calls, but here we are, Henry, running right into a weekend where a hurricane is hitting Florida after coming out of a disaster in Texas. What's going on in the markets?
Well, first of all, we're still under a lot of significant risk, and especially this weekend with North Korea. So that's the big problem. And for the next week to 2 weeks, you have to really be very careful of the downside. As far as the hurricanes, we actually consider it good news. I mean, not for the people who we have to feel sorry for, but again, this is like 9-1-1. Florida and Texas are going to have a lot of rebuilding, and that's going to mean a lot of jobs. So while there's a short-term blip with unemployment, intermediate term, actually, it's going to be very positive. That's there. Gold, we're rather happy to see, is above 1350. We think it can get above fair value, which is currently 1388 or 1386. While people are talking it's going to 1500, I don't think so, although the range for the next 2 years is 1300 to 1500. But once we get above 1400 or so, we start looking to be on the sell side rather than on the buy side. The interesting play, though, is in the bonds. You have the 10-year roughly around 205. We think it can go to 198. So if you're an intermediate-term player, it's a great short. Now, that doesn't mean if things get nasty that the bonds are not going to be bought very heavily, but it's a very short-term phenomenon, good for about a month or so. If you're positional, the idea of 205 or 198 or even 210 is ridiculous because we'll see 275 within 2 years.
But right now, the bond market has been buoyed by a negative stock market, so it's a flight to safety over the short term, no question.
Right. So short term, yeah, it can still go a little bit lower, but if you're an intermediate term player, it's a great short. Go the other way.
Let's look at the crude oil market. I know you're bullish as we go into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think we're going to be eventually in the trading range. Well, next year we see it, you know, it's going as high as 65. So we expect to see a 55-65, but we still have a 57 target, and we can get there. So there's a number of things that can happen, but over the next 2-3 months, we think it's going to be long. It's a long, and we'll certainly get to 55-57, very likely. So it's a good buy as well. Commodities are good.
So it sounds like commodities are the place. But let's look out a little bit. We have about 30 seconds here. Beyond the very short term, are we looking at a positive market in the next 6 to 12 months?
We're going to be long. We'll be looking to go long for in October. By the end of October, we'll be long again. So rather than now, where we're still holding short and looking at, we'll be looking for over the next month to actually be long. But that's 30 days out.
Okay, great. Nice talking to you, of course, as always, Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. If you want more information, go to afund.com or go to the Astrologers Fund on the Internet, and we'll talk to Henry next week. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Henry. And a lot going on, obviously, this week, not more than we could possibly cover on a short program. Make no mistake about it, natural disasters have a huge impact on financial markets. We know the oil and petrochemical industry was slammed in the Houston area, and cruise lines, which use Miami as a hub, are disrupted. Even if you aren't planning a cruise, Irma will likely affect your grocery bill. Florida is the biggest producer of oranges in the country. It is also a key producer of tomatoes, grapefruits, watermelons, sugarcane, broccoli, potatoes, beans, and even timber are produced in the Sunshine State. Cotton makers are also nervous because Harvey did, and as yet, an uncalculated amount of damage in Texas, which is the country's top grower of cotton. And if Irma affects Georgia, the country's number three producer of cotton, the U.S. Cotton industry will be dealt a serious blow. Meanwhile, North Korea said the U.S. is going to pay dearly after its United Nations ambassador Nikki Haley said that the isolated nation was begging for war. I guess, again, ratcheting up tensions as world leaders try to consider what to do next. Describing Haley's comment as a hysteric fit, a commentary by the state-run Korean Central News Agency on Friday warned the U.S. of unspecified retribution. As you know, North Korea detonated its sixth nuclear bomb on Sunday, last Sunday, and people are worrying about EMP disaster with, you know, bombing the atmosphere and shutting down the telecommunications and communications satellite and electrical circuits and so forth. So there are some units out there that supposedly protect that. I'm researching a couple. If you're interested, you can contact me, and I'll let you know about those. Obviously, no guarantees there. Meanwhile, interesting markets, no doubt about that. The cryptocurrencies continued under pressure this week, Bitcoin in particular, following, as you would know, China's action this past week, making it illegal to create ICOs. That's initial coin offerings in China. Bitcoin has been my favorite trading vehicle here, one of my favorites. We've been trading that GBTC, but we told you it had run up too much and we're waiting for a big pullback. The GBTC, which is just a surrogate for the Bitcoin, got to 1,025 this time last week, sold all the way down to, let's see, got down to, I think, 797. So we had a nice 300-point-plus correction in GBTC, along with about a $1,000 correction in Bitcoin itself. It's still the wave of the future, folks. I know China is putting the brakes on here. I know governments don't like alternate currencies because they like to control everything, and that's why Bitcoin was created, because it's a way of avoiding the, quote-unquote, the system, just like gold is considered an alternate currency for many. And gold did well as well this week when crypto came down. People said, well, we can't trade that, or there's going to be restrictions. Let's buy gold. So gold ran up to 1353. It's still shy of last year's high. It was a June of last year, I believe, around 1372. And as you know, I've been talking about it breaking through that, possibly getting to 1400, 1500. So let's see how all that plays out, whether it's going to go well beyond that. Obviously, it's too early to tell. Silver has been lagging a little bit. Up to 1826, but it was over $20 last year, so I've been thinking it could run into the 20s, 22, 27 range, and still got to gain a little bit more momentum here, but it's been doing well. And palladium, which I've been talking and pounding the table about, ran up during the week to almost $1,000 an ounce, $992, and then sold off the end of the week. But I've been writing about that as a great alternate opportunity as well. So actually, palladium was the best performing metal all year, so that's you know, that's something not really discussed and talked about much in the financial press. So, you know, the long and short of it is lay low here. We don't have a lot of time to go into a lot of specifics. You'll hear Harry Boxer talk about a couple of names in the interview that we pre-taped yesterday. But for the most part, time to preserve cash. We'll talk to you after the break. Thanks for tuning in.
Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw. Want to know more about Wall Street Raw and the Leibovitz VR newsletters? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com.
It's a real thrill having my old friend Bill Koenig back on Wall Street Raw. Bill has been around a long time following the markets and the political scene. As you may remember, he is a White House correspondent. He has a website, watch.org, which is just incredible in covering the political and religious events both domestically and in the Middle East. And more excitingly, his great book, Eye to Eye, which is really my favorite book of all time, is going to have a re-release here coming up in a few days. So we want to talk about Eye to Eye and what's really going on in the world right now that's apparently triggered a lot of the catastrophic events that we're now experiencing, from Florida, Texas, and even an earthquake down in Mexico the last couple of days. Bill, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Wow. So the expanded Eye to Eye has 576 pages. Let's talk a little bit about Eye to Eye and the release and how our listeners get a copy of that book right off the top.
Well, thank you, Mark. I've been watching for years when the U.S. pressure on Israel to divide the land that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, amazing record-setting catastrophe happened the same day within 24 hours. And I noticed the greater pressure on Israel to give up that land, Judea, Samaria, and East Jerusalem, for an Arab state by U.S. pressure or international pressure, the greater the corresponding catastrophes. And we've had over $100 billion events with a connection to U.S. pressure on Israel to divide their land. Despite the fact that we're a friend of Israel, the land that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, their descendants, is not to be divided or given up, as I mentioned, for an Arab state.
You have a great quote in your email, and it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. That's really the key to the book.
Absolutely, and it's very prophetic. I think we're living in the times with the Jewish prophets of the Old Testament. They spoke of a time like this, and even as a Christian, Jesus Christ gave us signs of the days, signs of the final days. And as you watch the events taking place in Israel, God's time clock, and throughout the Middle East with Iran and Turkey, Syria, all significant final day players, as well as Russia, we watch this daily. And it's all coming to completion, just as those prophets and Jesus spoke of. And the signs are all about us. And as I mentioned, Israel is city of Jerusalem is God's time clock. So if you want to know where things stand, watch what the leaders of the world are attempting to do with the city of Jerusalem and the state of Israel.
We had some real interesting developments here just in recent days, and you chronicle that in your emails. It all started with Kushner and Greenblatt that made a push for peace in Israel, and then simultaneously Harvey heads toward Texas. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I've documented 127 events from the start of the Madrid Land for Peace Conference in October of 1991 when the perfect storm was sending 30-foot waves into President Bush's home in Kennebunkport, Maine, through 9/11, Katrina, and then Harvey. What was interesting, for the lack of a better word, Kushner, Jason Greenblatt, and other members of the Trump team were in Qatar, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, Amman, Jordan, and then Cairo to meet with these Arab leaders about getting involved in this comprehensive plan, this peace plan. On Monday 21st is the day, August 21st, is the day that Kushner, Greenblatt, and Powell arrived in Qatar, and then the next day to speak with the Emir, and then the next day they were in Saudi Arabia and also Abu Dhabi, and then on Wednesday they were in Jordan and Cairo. Speaking with the leaders about what's it going to take to make a comprehensive Middle East peace plan. And, you know, Harvey was all but finished on August 19th. I mean, it just basically was finished. It was called a remnant. The National Hurricane Center stopped doing any additional advisories from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then Wednesday, the day that Kushner arrived in Jerusalem, Harvey reformed into a tropical depression. By that night, it was a tropical storm. And the next day, the day that Kushner and Greenblatt were meeting with Netanyahu and the Palestinian President Abbas, became a monster category for hurricane, and the rest is history. So once again, I've been following this for a long time, Mark, and all the dots were connected, and that's what happened.
I'm a believer. You don't have to convince me. Well, let's talk a little bit of what's going on now with the hurricane hitting Florida this weekend. What's happening? Are there any discussions underway now? What's happening with regard to Israel now?
Yeah, absolutely. President Trump has stated within the last week that he's going to be meeting with Abbas and Netanyahu in the sidelines of the UN. In the next couple months, he hopes to move forward with peace talks. And then yesterday, I was at the White House for the White House press conference with the Emir of Kuwait. And Emir of Kuwait, in his opening remarks, spoke of an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. And I didn't even mention Israel's name, but it mentioned Palestinian two-state solution. And then Trump mentioned it's a difficult deal, it's a very difficult plan, and the possibility of a peace plan is very, very difficult. But nonetheless, they're going to continue to push forward, meet with the Israelis and Palestinians, and hopeful that there would be a peace deal. Ironically, the same day that he declared that is the day that his state there at Mar-a-Lago, Florida, was evacuated.
Unbelievable. So here we have the same consequence for the talk regarding dividing Israel's holy land. And I know listeners to this might think that we've gone off the deep end, but
right.
I mean, when I mention this to people, they just think, what's wrong with you, Mark? You know, but I've been watching and reading your commentary for a long time, and documented an event, and very few people believe God has any control over what happens on Earth. And I think that's the big mistake, you know?
Absolutely, Mark. I might add to this, you know, since the October 91 peace conference in Madrid that started the Land for Peace conference, Land for Peace process, there have been $171 billion events, according to NOAA. And in my book, there's 127 events, and over 100 are billion-dollar events that were taking place at exactly the time as we are talking right now, Israel is being called on to give up their land for the sake of peace.
Bill, I want our listeners to get a copy of your book.
No, I want to. At 171.
Okay, I want your listeners to get a copy of your book right away, Eye to Eye. What's the best way for them to get it?
Going to our website at watch.org, W-A-T-C-H.org. It is also available on Amazon. It's Eye to Eye, Facing the Consequences of Dividing Israel.
Thank you again, Bill Koenig. We'll have you back real soon. And go to Amazon or watch.org right away, folks. You're going to have a real experience, a treat, reading this unbelievable, provocative book. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. My pleasure.
Real honor having Bill on the program, and he's on about 6 months ago, and we'll hope to have an update pretty soon. But what he points out in Eye to Eye is really extraordinary, and I know it sounds like science fiction, but my experience in life and tracking markets and analysts and indicators for decades is that you don't ignore anything, and even the financial astrologers like Henry Weingarten, who we just had on the show. I remember when I was a floor trader on the CBOE decades ago, I would laugh, and then suddenly you hear terrific projections and calls being made. So whether it's coincidence, whether it's complementary indicators, but here we have an incident with Israel, and it's been documented now for several decades, according to Bill's book. So something to pay attention to, and this is not talked about, but we talk about it here on Wall Street Raw. Don't touch your dial. We'll be back right after the break with Harry Boxer.
You are listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Leibovich. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovich, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance?
If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Responsibility begins and ends with our partners and our shareholders, and that's it.
There is no freedom without the law.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw and the final segment with Mark Leibovich. Now, here's the elf himself.
Back our good friend Harry Boxer from thetechtrader.com, which is a live trading room featuring Harry's trade alerts and technical market analysis. He's nearly a 50-year veteran and stock picker, and he authored the great book Profitable Day in Swing Trading, which was named by Stock Traders Almanac as a 2015 Best Investment Book of the Year. Harry, thank you again for joining us. We have a Harvey just left Texas, and a hurricane's hitting Florida, and it's a mess out there in the real world.
Did you see that Jose's been upgraded to a Category 4?
Yeah, one after another. You know, so, but let's talk about the market climbing a wall of worry, because the Dow's up and the NASDAQ's off a little bit, but maybe they think the hurricane's going to bring business. What's going on?
Well, look, there's another thing to consider. Even though I'm a technical analyst, I do follow some astrological stuff. And Arch Crawford, as you know, one of the smartest guys in the field, and Mike Merriman, both of which you are friends with. You know these guys. They're right. Both looking for some real volatility in this time frame, today, starting today. So we could see anything. We got the Dow up 50, the NDX is down 30, the S&P's flat. It's a bizarre market. So what we're doing is day trading, and we've had two monster trades today. NLNK is now 1820 up 460, and Kura Technology Biopharmaceutical 1265 up 580. These two stocks just ripped this morning. We had a great time day trading those this morning.
Right, we could care less about what's happening in the real world if you can in and out of those day trades. That's what people really have to understand with TechTrader.com. The market can do anything, but there's always something moving, and that's what's great.
And we try to find them and take advantage of them. Another stock I really like in the biotech group is Supernus. That's got almost 50 today. I first gave this to my people 7 or 8 months ago at 13.5, so it's more than tripled. Phenomenal.
Had a good week in the
done very well this year.
Yeah, biotech's doing great. We also had a good week in the gold market too, and we talked about this last week.
Yep, no question. Newmont Mining, one of my swing trades, has done very well, and it's broken out of a big base I love Royal Gold in the larger cap sector. And I like some of the low-price stocks like AU and a couple others. And my favorite little junior gold stock is USAU. And waiting for that to make a move. That's still around 245.50. I think it's a double this year if gold moves. We'll see.
We haven't talked recently about the cannabis stocks. Weed, TWMJF is starting to move here a little bit to canopy growth.
And yesterday, cannabis sativa, CBDS, made a move. I'm thinking that you're going to start to see a lot of these stocks make another move. They're way overdue. They're several months into consolidations now. I think they're ready. I'd keep my eye on TRPX, Therapix. I really think at this level, a low volume and it completely dried up, it's to the eye of the hurricane. Not to use that expression, but that's what it feels like to me.
Bad timing with the hurricane, no question about it. So, great. Thank you, Harry. I know there's a lot going on, and I know the astrological and geophysical world is a mess looking at what's happening out there, but hopefully everything will get straightened out, and we'll see some blue sky here in the distant future.
And for a low price pick, I have a tech stock that's an artificial intelligence or virtual reality. That's Kopin, K-O-P-N, around four. I think it's a $5.50, $6 stock short term. It could be a nice little trade for some people.
Great.
KOPM.
Harry Boxer. Yep. Harry Boxer from thetechtrader.com. Talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Harry. And thanks to all of my guests for taking time on this Saturday to join us, though we do pre-tape a couple of the interviews. On the financial side in the market, we saw the European Central Bank wrap up its policy meeting this past week, and it just reaffirmed its ultra-easy stance, so no interest rate changes there. At the same time, Stanley Fisher, as you may recall, is the vice chairman of the Federal Reserve, announced that he's going to resign. So there's going to be some vacancies on the Federal Reserve Board, and Janet Yellen, her position is up for renewal or dismissal come next year. And I know Donald Trump initially didn't care for her performance and then came around with some positive comments. So we don't know what's going to happen with the Fed. We do know the Fed has been talking about continuing to raise rates, but that's been sort of built in, baked into the market here, so to speak. So perhaps with the hurricanes and so forth, they won't be in such a rush to uptick rates here in the coming weeks. But again, the market's sort of expecting it, and I don't think that's going to have any great impact. So with this dangerous cyclical period in, we don't want to make too much of it, but you just never know. There have been some crashes during these time frames. Sometimes they're modest, but with that old plunge protection team out there, and I keep talking about it, it was set into motion by Ronald Reagan when he signed his executive order back in 1988. It was titled, I believe, The Working Group of Financial Markets. You can't dismiss the fact that governments have rigged the markets, all the markets. We see a manipulation in the gold and silver market, currency market, stock market with the plunge protection team. So obviously they can't support markets forever. And ultimately the free market will take control, whether it's now or 10 years from now. So until they lose that control, I think the policy has been to stabilize the markets and keep the big negative events from unfolding. So perhaps that'll happen here in the September-October period. Maybe you'll have a bad down day, as we've seen here in recent weeks, and the market just rebounds really quickly back, and everybody sort of forgets about it. I guess if you own 401k, IRAs, and you see the market being manipulated but holding up, you're happy. You know, you don't care. But it's when it works the other way that I think the concern definitely arises for investors and traders. So again, reminder, VRTrader.com is the place to go. We host a bunch of newsletters there, our gold letter, our famous exciting cannabis vice letter, and our platinum and silver letter, which provides daily and short-term commentary and trades in the market. Don't forget about my book, The Trader's Book of Volume, available from McGraw-Hill and also on Amazon. If you're interested in my technical work, The Volume Reversal, that's the place to go to learn about it. And if you are a trader, the VR Indicator is on three platforms, MetaStock, eSignal, and TradeStation. We can go on and watch those indicators at work. And as we do each week, we close our show with what our old friend Ed Hart used to say on the Financial News Network from decades ago. As he says, we say, we will know in the fullness of time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Wall Street Raw with nationally recognized market timer and previous Wall Street Week ALF, Mark Leibovich. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Mark, please go to WallStreetRawRadio.com.
Any stocks or investment discussed on Wall Street Raw are not in any way a recommendation or solicitation to buy, sell, or hold. We first recommend you seek out a licensed financial professional for advice. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.